Hugo Chavez shuts down TV station that criticized him and replaces it with one staffed by Rosie O'Donnell. 27th of May, 2007. This is Reverend Zim for UN News. Caracas, Venezuela. Hugo Chavez canceled the license of RCTV, a Venezuelan TV station that dared to criticize Chavez and call him a military dictator. Chavez claims that Venezuela is the best nation in the world for free speech, and he will prove it by shutting down RCTV and replacing it with ROTV. One of his best friends and fellow left-winger Rosie O'Donnell will run the new ROTV, or Rosie O'Donnell TV, as the new Minister of Station Manager. Rosie will cover such topics as George W. Bush is the devil, 9/11 was an inside job by Dick Cheney, fire does not melt steel, terrorists are really freedom fighters, communism isn't so bad, let us give it another chance, and let us nominate Hugo Chavez for a Nobel Peace Prize for his humanitarian work. The employees of the former RCTV station will be sent to re-education centers where they will be trained for new jobs away from the public eye. Hugo Chavez claims that George W. Bush and the USA's CIA were behind the RCTV being critical of him and that it was all a plot to try and overthrow him from power. George W. Bush commented that he didn't know that supporting free speech means that you shut down a TV station that criticizes you. Bush plans to announce the shutdown of a liberal-leaning ABC network that criticizes him to replace it with Rush TV, run by fellow conservative Rush Limbaugh, in a move similar to what Chavez did with Rosie. Except that the FCC and Congress blocked such a move, and it turns out that in a real democracy, there is a system of checks and balances to prevent abuse, yet Venezuela has no such system of checks and balances to prevent Chavez from abusing his power on a daily basis. Chavez claims to be really popular with his people who elected him in a landslide victory recently. Chavez has no comment as to why there were so many people protesting and throwing riots over him not renewing the RCTV license. He claims that RCTV abused its powers and lied to him and got him overthrown from power, and he had to stage a bloody military campaign to put himself back into power. UN News asked him if he'd held a trial for RCTV yet to prove their guilt, but he just smiled and said, quote, court trials are not for lackeys of the USA. I know they are guilty, and that is good enough for Venezuela, unquote. In response to these protests and riots, Chavez withheld oil from his Citgo company in the USA, causing a bit of a shortage, and had Citgo raise the price of its gas in the USA at their station to almost $4 a gallon. He claims that when winter comes, he will offer cheap oil to poor people to heat their homes again in a compassionate way, to brainwash, help on unsuspecting poor, oppressed people of the USA again. This has been Stuttering Reverend Zimulator for UN News. Thank you for suffering.